The Underground Man by Ross MacDonald. Dedication to Matthew J. Brookeley. Chapter 1. A rattle of leaves woke me some time before dawn. A hot wind was breathing in at the bedroom window. I got up and closed the window and lay in bed and listened to the wind. After a while it died down, and I got up and opened the window again. Cool air, smelling of fresh ocean and slightly used West Los Angeles, poured into the apartment. I went back to bed and slept until I was awakened in the morning by my scrub jays. I called them mine. There were five or six of them taking turns at dive-bombing the windowsill, then retreating to the magnolia tree next door. I went into the kitchen and opened a can of peanuts and threw a handful out the window. The jays swooped down into the yard of the apartment building. I put on some clothes and went down the outside stairs with the rest of the can of peanuts. It was a bright September morning. The edges of the sky had a yellowish tinge, like cheap paper darkening in the sunlight. There was no wind at all now, but I could smell the inland desert and feel its heat. I threw my jays another handful of peanuts and watched the birds scatter on the grass. A little boy in a blue cotton suit opened the door of one of the downstairs apartments, the one that was normally occupied by a couple named Waller. The boy looked about five or six. He had dark, close-cropped hair and anxious blue eyes.
"Is it all right if I come out?"
"It's all right with me." Leaving the door wide open, he moved toward me with exaggerated caution, so as not to frighten the birds. The jays were swooping and screeching.